we should talk about what we were talking about earlier to start it off, like with the weed conversation.
Oh, you want to get? Oh, that one's close to home because I just like quit like yesterday.
You just quit?
Yeah, like I'm still battling.
Quit what?
Weed. Wow. Yeah, this is personal. I don't want to talk about this. I'm just joking.
You used to smoke every day?
No, not like okay. You guys want to get into it? So yeah. Basically, like 15, I was like an avid everyday smoker, but 18, I conquered my demons and I stopped.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I stopped, and then I started doing like creative stuff. Like I was just like in my like my living with my grandma. I was like doing graphic designing, and I had to block all my friends. It was like a real transition for me, like real, sure. For real. Yeah. Aww. But you know, we level up, and then I kind of like got back into it to like a phase of it, but I got back out.
Okay, that's amazing.
Mind over matter.
How long? Like how often did you smoke?
Like in my last phase.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Probably like just like a month. Like a month.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that deep. Like a year. Mm-hmm. It was just like a month. Yeah.
You smoked a lot in the day, like a couple times a day.
I abuse things that I like. So like I'm not good at addictions. Like I get addicted. Mm-hmm. Like even gambling, it's very. Why are you smiling like that, bro?
Cause bro, I'm just listening, dog.
And why are we talking about me? I don't like this. I feel like this is very personal. I'm a very personal person though. I'm not bothered at all.
Okay. It's growth though, bro. You'll feel the growth. Yeah. Like you're talking about your problems, right? So
yeah. What do you guys think about that? Like talking about your own problems and stuff like for the internet to like have their own opinion on and like does that deter you from like being as vulnerable as you could be?
For me, I feel like it can be difficult because like you know when you're being vulnerable, people can also use it to spite you and things like that. But yeah. I think that it's important because it kind of like creates a community so more people actually do it, you know? Mm. I don't feel like we should all be getting on like TikTok or whatever and just being like, life is great. Like, this is what a great day looks like, you know? Like, we struggle and we should talk about it.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. How come? But Instagram doesn't show that. Like, why don't we have more representation of like people really like, yo, I'm fucked up right now. I mean, I sometimes do see people like that. I like those videos. Yeah. I'm like, damn, this is a real nigga.
Yeah. I think because of what Instagram is though, like, don't you guys feel like TikTok is more where you real. Can be that Instagram is like the good you.
Yeah. I agree. What about you? Have you ever got vulnerable on the internet? Because I always feel like you're always in like TMG mode.
Never.
But I'm testing you today. I'm going to see if you're going to be a vulnerable.
You can't get me.
I can get you.
It's not bad.
It's possible.
Let's try.
What makes you sad? When's the last time you cried?
I don't even remember crying. Mm.
You don't
like
cry?
Maybe last time I cried. Let me not be dumb. Last time I cried was probably like, it was a while ago, a couple months ago, maybe.
Hmm. Why?
I was gonna ask what she asked.
We threw you under the. Nah, I don't know. It was just some other shit going on, like some personal shit going on. Sorry. I can't even.
You can't get into it?
I can't.
Okay.
I actually can't. But yeah, no, but all in all, like being vulnerable on the internet, nothing's wrong with it. I would say if it's something you really care about or something that's really sensitive to you, probably keep it off because, like, people don't care on the internet, man. You could say, yo, my mom just passed, and they'll, you know, you will see a fucking comment that someone's just taking the piss with you and then it's going to piss you off, right? So, I don't know. It's tough. I would say go to your friends more. Go to your friends more, therapy, parents.
What if you don't have friends?
God, yeah. If you don't have friends, God.
Mm-hmm. I'd say God. You're never alone, really.
But it's so interesting that you said that because I just watched a video on Instagram and it was like a guy and he seemed like a young guy and he posted like, it was like throughout a couple months and it was like, oh, what she did to me, like, and his skin broke out, like his eyes or fuck, I don't know what happened to his eyes, but like he just wasn't doing good. Mm-hmm. And I thought the comments would have been so nice. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the comments was like, you did that to yourself, like if you're a victim of it, you're not a victim of abuse. Yeah. It was so brutal.
And he's here being vulnerable, like, yes. This is what happened. I'm going
the
through it.
The internet is undefeated.
Or like, leave her then, like, this is your fault.
Yeah.
Nah, honestly,
yeah, it's bad,
that's actually true. See, I'm not gonna lie, one time I got vulnerable, I deleted it. So fuck these guys. Like, why you guys need to know this? Yeah, you know this one? So I'm like, you don't need to know that.
Yeah, because there's monitoring spirits or whatever.
Facts, you know, facts.
God mind people, so.
No, facts.
I compare that to like when you tell somebody your relationship problem And then the next day you wake up and you're like, I probably shouldn't have told them what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Because you done, you don't care about it no more. You forgave your partner, but your friend's like, yo.
They don't forget.
Your girl's a piece of shit, or your man's a piece of shit. And you're kind of like, yo, I didn't even care. Like,
You know what I mean? Sometimes they are a piece of shit, and like the friend has to tell them, right?
Yeah, sometimes it's that too.
Yeah, but bro, you know relationships, man. They're up and down.
That's actually true. I was watching something earlier, and basically a woman was saying, in a relationship, if you're going to be committed to someone, the only way it's going to be successful is if you never leave them. What are your thoughts on that? I know that sounds kind of like alarming because she says never leave them, but I think she was being a little extreme on that part. But I think what she was trying to say was like, people often run away in relationships based on like what society kind of like prepares them for. Like, they don't really understand the magnitude of like difficult times with one person, and that the emotions won't always feel the way you want. You know, you're not always gonna be like, oh my gosh, I'm like butterflies, head over heels in love with my partner, but I chose that person based on values, morals, whatever you chose them based on, and like I have to be committed to that, and like I have to, you know, love them even when we're upset at each other, or try to get past like a tough argument, or be intentional with dating and loving them and falling in love again. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of our generation knows that part of it.
I definitely agree.
What do you guys think about that?
I have a lot, but you guys could.
Yeah.
I'm still listening. I'm kind of like a little lost there.
Like, the honeymoon phase is kind of what you're talking about.
Basically.
And that can fade. It's just you guys need to see how comfortable you are with each other, and that this is the person that you want to be with. Like, what you want out of life aligns, because it's not just... A relationship isn't just laying up with each other. It isn't just the butterflies. Again, you need like something that's long lasting, that you guys are on the same page with, and that your goals align so your future can work together.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's essentially what they were saying. Like, they were just saying like, you kind of have to just not like leave.
Yeah, but the butterflies will come back though. I believe that.
Yeah, the butterflies come. They have like their ways of like coming.
It's just effort though, because there's people that get too comfortable in a relationship and they feel like, okay, well, I don't have to try anymore. I already bagged this person.
Exactly.
That's it. What do you mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Why do people do that? Like, why do people get comfortable like that? Like, do you feel like it's natural, or is it just like?
Yeah. I feel like it is a natural thing. Like, as humans, like, it's like the whole concept of like, you don't appreciate what you have until it's gone.
That's actually facts.
And then you'll get it again, and then as time progresses, you'll forget again, you know? Yeah. So I just think it's like a human thing.
How do you combat that? Like, what do you do to like remember, like, to appreciate the person?
I think honestly, like, that's why like conflict, like healthy conflict, can be good though, because I feel like a lot of the time when you argue with somebody and like say you guys don't talk for the day, even, you know, like you'll even then, like a lot of the time I feel like you'll realize like, oh wow, like we haven't spoken, like I miss this person.
You
don't have to like have like a week break, but even like just not talking to them for like a couple of days, you do tend to miss them, and then you're like, okay, like let me actually appreciate and be grateful for like, you know, the relationship that we have. I think so.
That's a good point. What do you think, Tashane?
I don't know. I feel like you gotta just have some non-negotiables, but outside of that, try to figure it out. But I don't know. I feel like people are giving up on people too easily
nowadays, right?
Nowadays, you
I
know.
I agree. That's kind of like what I was starting with.
The moment you don't feel happiness, it's like, yo, I'm out.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lack of understanding of what women value and what men value. Like, I'm learning this in real time too. Women really care about just being happy. Like,
that's actually so true.
Like, they don't,
let's get into
like
that.
As long as they're happy,
that's fact.
They don't give a shit. Like, and I think sometimes guys neglect the happiness for so long that when they try to come with the flowers, that they try to come with it, it's too late. It was like, think about it. You meet a girl today, you guys are good for the next couple months, and then, you know, you keep surprising her every week. Here's some flowers, let's go on a date, let's do this, let's do that. You're keeping it spicy, right? Even that will die down. But when you neglect the happiness, or, you know us guys, like
the intentional part.
Like, as a man, you probably value trying to get something done, like trying to get your business running or trying to whatever. Most girls are just want to be happy. Like,
I agree.
I just want to be with my man. I just want to be happy. I just want to travel. I just want to do this. Beach. But some guys are like, I don't give a fuck. I got to get this done. But it's she doesn't care about that, bro.
That's actually very true.
She doesn't care that you're trying to build this shit. Get there or make me happy.
That's actually,
you know what I'm saying?
That's actually facts. That's facts. I don't know what I want to say on that yet, but that's facts, bro. There's why a, is it like that?
There's literally like I think it's very real. Like, men are the type of people that want to get it together and then find a girl, and then women are the type of people that want to get it together with their person. So
build
I think
together,
like,
yeah.
Also too, when men are struggling financially, it's very hard for them to be present for their partner.
That's so facts.
I don't think that you guys are able to do both. As to where women can be struggling financially, you probably won't even know, and you and their partner, their man, makes it better. Like, even though I'm broke right now, it's not good. At least I have my partner. As to where you guys are like, I can't be present right now, you know?
Question for you, though. Question for you, though. That's a great point. But question for you. You know it's okay for a girl to be like, yo, I ain't got it right now.
That's what I was literally going to say, though.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Because I feel like when a guy's like, yo, I don't got it right now, depending on the woman in the situation, that might turn her off. It doesn't mean that she just cares about money, but again, happiness,
stability.
It's societal norms. Yeah. But then, once again, though, where does that come from? Men created that whole system where men are the caretakers. You guys go to work, you guys get money. While women, it's okay if you guys don't have money. That's how it literally started. Like, traditionally, we didn't have to have money, you know what I mean? So I think, like, once again, that's where it stems from. But for sure, there's way more pressure. A girl can say she's broke. I don't think any, sure, of course, there's gonna be some people, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, so question for you then.
Okay.
Question for you and Destiny. What about the guy that wants to find love, but he's also in the middle of trying to get to where he needs to get to? Like, what about those guys? Because a lot of people would say, if you're not where you're at, or a lot of guys would tell most men, if you're not where you're at, or you don't have the money that you don't have the consistent money coming in, like, you shouldn't date. Mm-hmm.
I believe that, because some guys, if you're going to take it out on your girl, subconsciously, you might. So maybe wait. Maybe that is going to be a better thing, to wait until you're a bit more stable and secure, that you're not going to like take out your frustrations. Because a lot of broke guys are angry, and like, I feel like that's common. That may seem really rude,
Destiny.
But
you don't like that? She's right.
A lot of broke guys are mean. They're angry at the world. They're gonna be angry at you and take it out on you. You need somebody, like, maybe they could realize that in the moment, this is them right now. They're not gonna be like that forever, and the girl could help them get to that stage. But I feel like it depends on the guy. A lot of them, I would just leave them alone until they're a bit more stable.
All right, so what's
I'm giving pushback on that.
Okay.
You basically said a woman will help him get there, right? But back to Shane's point, I find like they'll also deter them from getting there by having them consume them with like trying to go on these dates, putting money and allocating funds to traveling and all these things that women want to do.
But I think
that takes away.
You know what I mean? Like,
but isn't that naturally how women
No,
are?
You can put effort in other ways, not just financially.
So. Yeah, like,
you could go on cheap dates.
You know, there's other ways, and like, that's the thing that I think men like forget about. Like, there's so many ways. Once again, of course it depends on the woman, but there's so many ways to be present for your partner that don't involve you spending a lump sum of money
and show
you
effort.
Know, like, I think, but sure. with what you were saying, I think it's a bit different if like you are already dating this person and then they come into a tough spot and now they're struggling, opposed to like you have been in a tough spot, you know, because I feel like if you, like, for me personally, like, you don't have to be super up. Like, what I'm looking for is somebody that's trying. That's what I'm doing. I'm just trying. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you, like, I don't think a bum is somebody that's broke. I think a bum is somebody that doesn't care to work for better, doesn't care to have better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if, like, you're struggling right now, but I see that you're trying to do this and that, like, that's 100% okay. You're not a bum. Like, you know, you're just in a rough spot, as everybody else is going to go through in life.
True.
Like, that's completely okay.
True.
You know? And see, they don't care to do better, but they have, like, some people have this victim mentality and mindset, and they're just like, oh, woe is me, woe is me. And, like, yeah, you can be like that for a little. Obviously, I'm going to, like, oh, pat your back. It's okay. I'm going to be here for you. But you can only feel sorry for yourself for so long. If I don't see that you're actively trying and you're just going to be stuck and allow yourself to be stuck forever, like, I need you to try with me. I can drag you out, but it's like, you can bring a horse to the water, but you can't force it to drink. You need to help me out here too.
So then let me ask you this. Do you feel like most men will lose their partner if they're not, you know, being intentional and like being present in the relationship? Because a lot of humans, it takes us to lose something before we understand what we had.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that's just like, I guess the effect of it is just like, you kind of lose the person trying to like chase your dreams.
You know what though? I just want to say, like, this is how most men think, right? If we ain't got no money, we don't got no type of motion, or we're not able to provide something towards you, you guys are leaving. Like, I'm just like, I would.
Ask, like, do you say that within, like, terms of, like if you're in the relationship already and you guys have a foundation and then you guys struggle and they'll leave? Or do you mean, like, if we're struggling, if I'm struggling and I meet you, you know, like.
I think both.
In both?
I think both. I would assume, right? Like, just conversations with men and stuff. I think most men feel like the moment I can't give you what you're asking for, or the moment I can't provide you with this thing that I used to provide you with, at some point you're not willing to stick around for me to struggle for a year, you're not willing to stick around for me to struggle for 6 months. And I think a lot of guys have gone through that, where they were living a certain type of lifestyle, or they're telling a woman to trust this process, and you know, maybe he's dating a nice beautiful girl and he's not able to do certain things, and she goes out with her friends, meets some guys that are willing to just give them the world, and she's like, damn, like, homeboy at home can't really give me this right now. And how many more times until you can't take it no more? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've seen the opposite, though. Like, and I feel like, of course, all the thoughts and opinions we have come from, like, a lot of it is our personal experiences. But, like, me personally, I have seen more experiences where, like, my friends, their man will be going through a tough spot and they don't leave. They're not thinking, like, oh, there's somebody that could give me more. Like, they're helping. They're yeah. actually giving him money. They're doing the most they possibly can for him. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's not, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I see a woman leave. I see my friends leave when a man isn't able to emotionally be present, when a man isn't attentive anymore, when a man isn't asking, like, hey, how was your day, how was this, you know? Because I think men, like, when you guys are struggling, you're so far up your own ass a lot of the time that, like, you forget about all that stuff, you know what I mean? And, like, that's what makes a woman leave. It's not really just like, hey, you're not giving me money, you're not taking me on dates. It's like you forgot everything else because you don't have it together. But, like, hey, I'm still here, like, you still have me, but you've forgotten about that along the way. Like, that is what it usually is.
So what are some red flags that you can identify, like, off rip or within the first
anger
little bit?
Anger issues.
Okay.
Like, not being able to control your anger, I think, is a huge one. And irritability, like, things like that.
So an emotional man?
I don't mind emotional, but if your only emotion that you're able to, like, translate no matter what you're feeling comes out as anger, and I understand once again where that comes from, because that's the only emotion you guys are allowed to show, and that's how it's been for so long. But if you haven't, like, navigated that or even attempted to, that's a very big red flag.
Oh, by the way, you guys want to know where we left off? It was where Puffy said that.
I remember now.
You know, it was 17 minutes in. I just checked, and Puffy was talking about, like,
the Puffy
red signs when men are angry. Red flags when men are angry.
But I was gonna.
Did we miss a lot after that?
I think we.
It was something about the Diddy stuff.
Missed that Diddy stuff.
I was gonna say.
So bring that up again. All right. Like, if you have money, is that gonna change?
Yeah, men. Okay, let's say you had 100. I had 100. You had 100 million.
Yeah, I remember.
You had 100 million, right? Let's say you're free to do anything in the world you want to do with that money. Why is it that we have these men that fall victim to so many, like, target attacks? Or, it's obviously true. The proof is in the pudding for some of them. But, like, why do they fall victim to just it all crumbling? Is it the desires? Is it, you know, what where does that come from? Like, I always wondered that. Like, is that something that came after the fact the money opened them up into a new social circle that was just so fun because maybe they weren't accepted as a kid, or, like, they weren't in those cool circles, and now they are cool, and now they have the access to do anything they want to do. So my question to you guys is, what are your thoughts on that? And yeah,
I don't know, power is really dangerous in the hands of those who want to just strictly abuse it. So I feel like when people, like, money is power, so the people that get, like, a crazy access to money, you're going to see it go two ways. Either they're going to do something good with it or something really, like, sick and twisted. And the people that do sick and twisted stuff are probably already sick and twisted to begin with, like Diddy. If Diddy was, let's say he had less money, he'd probably just have, like, I don't know, girls locked up in his basement. But instead, he has girls in the mansion. So it's just, like, now he's able to live out so many fantasies instead of just, let's say, being an incel and watching porn at home because he has the money and power to do so.
I push back though about the Diddy stuff. Like, I don't want to say.
I know your pushback.
I'm not a Diddy supporter.
No, you are. You are. The way you're about to come out right now.
I'm not a Diddy supporter.
Don't say that on the internet.
I am not a Diddy supporter. But
actually, he still has a lot of followers.
But
how come no one's unfollowing him?
That is because people cancel, but they don't actually cancel.
People don't care. I'm at the point, people don't care. They forget, they just talk.
There's a whole other side to it, though. I'm not speaking about the Diddy beating on Cassie, manipulating Cassie. I'm not talking about none of the shit that he's clearly in the wrong in.
Okay.
But these freak offs that he's having, if it's consensual, what's wrong?
See,
yes, but.
Puffy, get him. Get him, Puffy.
A lot of time it was not consensual, actually. And Kim Porter wrote about that in her book. A lot of the times what was happening is that people were being drugged. And also, too, I don't know if you heard about this, he would have bottles of, what is his, Ciroc?
Baby.
Is it Ciroc? Is that
Deleon?
Yeah, it's Ciroc.
Right? It's Ciroc. Yeah. That was Ciroc. So his alcohol was Ciroc. So what he would do is have them still plastered so it would look like new bottles. But what he actually did was put many drugs in certain bottles. He usually had that for women and minors. And then we would have the normal Ciroc bottles, but you couldn't tell because they were both not open.
This is proven?
Like, yes. This is real. Okay. So you couldn't tell.
Which one was which?
This was in the lawsuit with his producer at the time. I forgot his name. But so you couldn't tell which one was which. And what would happen is that then he would give that to minors because he had a lot of minors there. And then he would give it to like the escorts, usually two, and then like women more so. So they weren't actually aware that they were intaking now probably fentanyl, heroin, meth, who knows, you know? So a lot of it was not consensual. His producer also talked about how he would make a lot of comments about him having sex with the same sex. And then there was many times where he started to wake up. He would not remember any of this. He woke up naked in bed with another man beside him. There were several accounts of that happening. And this is all in a lawsuit.
Their producer woke up naked beside another man?
Another man. He didn't remember.
That's actually fucked up. That's actually fucked up because.
Did you guys read Cassie's lawsuit too? That happened to her all the time. What he would do is make her drink these drinks. And then he would tell her, you are going to have sex with this person, this person, this person, and I'm going to record it because he would get off on that.
Well, so I have a question.
He would have sex with many prostitutes.
I have a question, and this is what I heard. I heard Cassie was also a little physical with him as well. It was on both sides.
Reactive abuse.
Maybe, maybe so. What do you say to like her being in that for so long? Obviously, she was young. I think they met at 18.
I think abuse and the topic of abuse, there's so much stigma around it, and I think people really don't understand what abuse does to you. I was just talking about this with my mom, and she was talking about my aunt and how like she's quote unquote stupid for not leaving her husband. Abuse psychologically does so many things to the brain that I think people do not understand. And they're always like, you need to leave. Why haven't you left? Everybody has told you that this is stupid. Why aren't you leaving? Psychologically, what that does to a person's brain is insane, and they relate it to being addicted to heroin. Like, really? What it does is insane. Like, it's so, so hard for you to leave that person. Even though you know this person is bad for you and they're hurting you, you also look for that approval, like that person's approval beyond anybody else. Like, you want their forgiveness. You want them to tell you that you're a good person. You want them to tell you that, hey, you're not disgusting, you know? And it's like this breadcrumb effect where like they hug you and like all this dopamine is released because they won't touch you. They think you're disgusting. They'll remind you of that every day. So psychologically, like it's so hard. I think it takes about, what do they say? I would say it's like, it takes about 16 times. I don't know the number, so I won't say it exactly, but to leave a person, like it's not a like, hey, he did something.
So it's
something,
like an addiction.
It's literally an addiction. Can I? That's what they will relate it to.
I agree with what you're saying. But I just want to fight for the men for a second, right? Because I don't want
to. This also happens to men.
Okay, cool. Because this is the thing. I don't want to seem this. I don't want to seem insensitive to what she's saying. Because what she's saying is right. But what do you say to the people that say, "I'm gonna give you a scenario. Let's just say a girl is getting her ass whooped by this guy, right? And she keeps going back. It's abuse. This guy's whooping her ass every day, right?
Yeah.
But what do you say to the people that say, Well, if you keep going back, you must love ass whoopings. If you keep going back, you must love abuse.
But that, you know what I would say?
Or is that what she's saying?
That's, like, if she leaves, she could die. Actually, a lot of women who leave end up dying. And I just heard about this. There was a woman who literally finally, I think this is probably her 30th time, this really happened. And I was getting told about this at school. And because I'm doing mental health and addiction, like, right? But anyways, so the woman was leaving and she called the cops because she was like, I know my husband or I know my boyfriend, like, he will try to harm me, like, please can you get like cops to come or something, because like I'm gonna go to my sister's house and like I just want to know that I'm gonna make it there safely, you know. The cops did not take it seriously because they usually do not take DV seriously and they think that way, you know what I mean? You've been beaten how many times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll just leave it alone, it's just drama. Yeah,
so she was like, you know, can you get cops here, da da da. The cops are like, yeah, sure, we'll dispatch people to your area, da da da. The cops, I think, dispatched them like 30 minutes later. She was found dead in wow. her house before she could even go to her sister's. So many people that leave die, they almost die. Like, it's not an easy thing for you to just get up and leave. And a lot of the time what happens is what is the term, I don't remember the term, but what happens is, like, say you do leave though, and mm-hmm. he doesn't hurt you in that type of way, and even if he does, what happens after is he'll send 1,000 flowers to your house, he'll send cards, he'll send money and be like, I'll never do this again, I'm so sorry. I love you, we have kids, like, please let's make this work, you know. And the woman will be like, okay, I want this to work, I want my kids to have a family, I believe it, whatever. She'll come back, he's good for like 2 weeks. Then it goes back to the abuse.
So let me ask. I have one question.
Yeah.
One quick question, just to answer. Yeah. So do you feel like a man that abuses a woman can never? Because obviously people change and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Can you change from that? Is that something that can change? Because I know women say, "Oh, it can never change. It's over." Is it? That's the question. Is it possible to change in that situation?
I think it is, because there's a guy that's really popular on TikTok. He's like a narcissist. He's talked about that. I don't know if he like was domestic, but he talked about like being emotionally abusive. And now he's in therapy. He acknowledges that he is a narcissist and he was abusive. So like it probably is possible. I do believe that people can change, but I don't know.
Like, I think it's safer. Like that, it's safer to leave. Like, to all the women, yeah. I'm sorry to say, you may feel like that's your soulmate. It's safer to leave. I'd rather people be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. You can find somebody else. Like, there's so many people in the world. Like, I just don't want people to, like, try and make it work for that 1%. If it's already proven to be abusive, I don't want you to wait and, like, wait mm-hmm. around for this person to change. Maybe they'll change in the next lifetime, but I'd rather you be safe than sorry and just leave it alone.
I have a question.
But hold on. Because... fuck, like, I don't want to be insensitive, you know? I'm really understanding what these ladies are saying. Like, they're right. But just to give a devil's advocate, the accountability piece, you mentioned the example of the guy, he'll love bomber. He'll send a bunch of flowers. Baby, I love you. Just come back. I'm going to change. I'm going to get therapy. If you leave, I'm going to kill myself. He says all these things to twist her to come back. But I do feel like, if more women were like, the moment you put your hands on me, the moment you cheat on me, the moment you do this once, I'm fucking gone. I think more men know how to finesse their way back into a woman's life because they let us. I'm not saying that men should, don't get it twisted, I'm not saying men shouldn't be hitting, I'm not saying men should be hitting women, raping women, or any type of things, but I feel like if there was less of a tolerance for bullshit and it was just, like, more women and men stood on business initially, you would see less of it. You know what I'm saying?
Easier said than done, right?
Way easier said than that's. I don't want to.
But
because she's right,
I'm gonna flip the switch. What about abuse on men? Like, you know, physical women, like women that are very like in your face. Up. What do you guys think? See, man, you say, up. But you say man up.
It's the double standard.
It's the double standard. I'm gonna get the ladies' opinion. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Because personally, I've been in a situation before where, like, yeah, ladies.
Put your hands on you?
Yeah, like grade 9, like 2 times, like only that I could account for right now in my mind. When I was in grade 9, a girl punched me in my face. Obviously, I couldn't do anything. So I just looked at her like, wow. And then the next time was this other girl. She's like, Jordan 9s. She like hit me with them. I told the story already.
So what's the question though?
The question is, like, what do you guys say to, like, women that are combative and, like, aggressive and, like,
I mean,
physically trying to abuse a man?
Obviously,
it's a different abuse because a man's stronger than a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that abuse is going to obviously affect him the way it would affect on the other other end.
I think.
What are your thoughts? What does that look like?
Abuse in all forms, on both sides, all genders, is bad. Like, point blank period, abuse is abuse, and abuse is bad. So at all costs, try and avoid abuse. If somebody is being abusive, try and leave the situation. I know that people want to give people second chances. People want to believe people can change.
But it's a little different when it's a woman, though. Like, it's like, I'm supposed to just leave her because of this?
Can I say a point? I feel like the thing is, though, is, like, not always, but, like, a lot of the time when somebody's domestic, like, there's things that come before that. That's not usually the abuser's first tactic, is to, like, punch you in your face. So, like, what they do is usually deteriorate you mentally and emotionally. Like, that comes first, right? So when they do finally hit you, you are now in a place where you're like, I'm nothing. I'm disgusting. I'm worth nothing. I deserve this. Let's, you know, because I did this to him, and they shift blame a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you are somebody that's vulnerable, you're going through something, even too, like, people, it's not like they pick vulnerable people. They will pick very people they know are, like, strong and happy, and they're confident in themselves, and they will break that person down, you know?
Is it intentional?
Yeah, 100% it's intentional.
So abuse is intentional.
I think that there's, I don't know if there's some people that, like, I don't, I
when I say, like, intentional, I mean,
it's intentional.
I mean, sort of like,
it's what you grew up on, though. It could be what you grew up on.
Yeah,
too.
If you were abused, you'll abuse.
Some people aren't aware. Some people aren't aware, of their abuse.
Like, what they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, some people aren't aware of, like, the power that they hold. And, like,
that
what,
too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think things like that. But, like, so that's why I think, like, when somebody, like, hits you, where people are like, okay, leave, like, a lot of the times that person is here. Like, they're on the ground. You know what I mean? And they think that they probably even deserve that because they did this and they did that and they're nothing. Like, you know, and they're never going to have better because that their partner has told them that. So it's like, it's not really that, like, you know, because you're already in a place where you're like, okay. And I think if you've never felt like that before, it's hard to, like, even comprehend that, you know what I mean? And, like, you're like, no person can make me feel like that, but it happens. And, like, some of the strongest people in the world still are, you know, they go through abuse. Like, it's not like,
why is it so common, though, between men and women?
What
abuse?
That's just a human thing, bro. You can't. That's, like, that's good. That's inevitable. Abuse is inevitable, bro.
And it's
gonna happen.
Too, like, how we built up our society that allowed for, like, abuse to perpetuate. Yeah.
I don't think
what people go through.
It's inevitable, bro. Abuse is gonna. It's like why does crime happen?
But what makes that person abused? Is it just because they seen that growing up, or is that also, like, it could obviously be tied to other, like, childhood traumas?
Yeah, multiple ways it's gonna count. There's,
like,
so many different ways.
Could
be bullied.
Yeah, because you've always been made to feel like you're nothing, so you're gonna make anybody feel like nothing now, because no one's ever gonna make you feel like that.
Is there a double standard on abuse, though, when it comes to men and women?
A double standard, I think, like, in the sense of, like, what he said, like, man up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I don't think that, like, we should, like, perpetuate that, like, stigma, because it's like, you know, like, when you're dealing with abuse, I would say, like, I'm sure they probably feel enough shame, like, you know what I mean, like, things like that, like, the
wait, you mean man up as in the man has to man up, like, when his girl hits him?
Yeah, like, because he was saying, like, you know, it's a man up.
I can explain what I
mean.
Man up.
I'm not gonna lie, though, I've seen some crazy situations.
Man up means this, bro. Man up means...
Nah, I don't agree
Man
with
up
you.
Means hit her back?
No, because like, you think man up means... You think no, man up
no,
means
no,
like...
No, you're saying man up as in just let it go.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So what are you saying?
I don't mean man up in terms of, yo, she hit you or she yelled at you. Just who cares? Just man up. Man up means it's a double standard. Buddy, if she yells at you and says, you're a fucking bitch, and you say, you're a fucking bitch, they're both received differently. If she slaps you across your face and you slap her across her face, they're both received differently. Man up really means understand where you're at, what you're going through, who's yelling at you, who's hitting you, who you're... Like, I think this is what I'm really trying to say. If your woman is physically abusing you, why fight back? You're gonna win. You're gonna win.
Yeah, because you're physically stronger.
You're stronger. You're gonna win. So man up means
walk away.
Man up means understand the power you have.
No, okay.
And leave.
No,
walk away.
Listen, I've seen situations where, like, it gets toxic. I've personally seen
you're
this.
You're ducking accountability.
Not me personally. I was just there.
Not you. Not you. Just imagine.
I mean, I was actually at a house and I seen a domestic situation where a woman came to the house, broke into his house, And then like she was yelling at him, and then it was just like,
so it's toxic. You know why I say so?
And then she mushed him, and it's
you know why I say so? She mushes him. He punches her in her face.
No, he didn't punch her yet.
No, I'm saying I'm giving an example. I'm giving an example.
No. That's what happened. I'm gonna tell you. She went in the house and she was tearing his mom's vase down and all these things.
New situation. Woman breaks into the house. Yeah. She's yelling at him. She mushes him in the face. Matter of fact, she slaps him in the face. He swings back. Who do you think is going to jail?
Obviously the man.
That's what I mean. Man up. Understand your situation. Like, this is what I'm really trying to say, because I'm really trying to defend women in this situation. If we make the rules and things work in our way, or in our way at the end of the day, and like if things work out for us to win at the end of the day, then why fight back? Why abuse back? Why physically hit back? We're not going to win.
You should never physically hit anyone back. If it's like a man and woman situation, I would say just leave.
You're a bigger person, and you know that this person is resorting to violence, and you don't want to be that person. So you just have to walk away and know, like, you are resorting to this. That means, like, you're down over here. I'm up here, and I'm not going to resort to that. And I'm going to walk away because I know that this is not where I need to be.
And if I can knock you out, I know I can knock you out.
I'm going to bring up another situation. Let's say objects are involved, right? So she, because objects can get involved. Let's say she has something.
Name the object.
Like a knife.
You know my answer is still so?
No. But listen, I'm just saying, like, I know guys that will still talk to the girl, though, after. Like,
they're wrong. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like what you're saying. Like, they're not, like, looking at it like, oh, it's whatever. Like, it's kind of like we're diminishing the value of that act.
To me, then, you never get it. Once I see that your woman or your man, whatever the situation, one person is being abusive, I will say the guy and you go back.
The guy cheated on her before she drew the knife, though, so.
But even if she drew the knife and you go back, brother, then clearly you love women with knives. Like, I think what I'm really trying to say is don't get too involved in other people's relationships, because that nigga might like girls pulling knives on him. He might like toxic shit. You gotta let him be.
So okay, let's talk about toxicity. What are your thoughts on toxicity in general? Like, do you guys feel toxicity is normal?
Normal and normal is not. I don't think normal is the right way to put it.
I shouldn't say normal, but do you think like
it's normal nowadays?
Not even toxicity. Women like toxicity though. That's the weird thing. Women want to be, because I seen a post today, and literally a girl was like, "Yeah, I had a healthy relationship, but it just wasn't it."
Because like, you know, when you're so used to like chaos and tumultuous relationships, so it's like when you do have a healthy one, you know, there's so much. Sorry,
when you do have a healthy one, you have so much like difficulties with like, because you know, it's like if I'm not drowning in it, then I don't want it.
Okay,
you know?
But then let's go back to just
the elaborate. Hold on, what do you mean by that?
If you're not drowning
in it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think like when women are like so used to being in these tumultuous, unhealthy, toxic relationships. And then they have like a healthy partner, it's boring to them almost, you know? So if they're like, if I'm not drowning in this love, then I don't want it.
What love? What love though?
Like the toxic love, because it's so chaotic. It's like,
you're like she's used to that.
Drowning in it. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's so intense. You're like always arguing, or you're always doing that. Like, it's just, it's unhealthy.
So when it's not there,
you know what I mean?
When it's not there, it feels different.
Yeah. And like when it's healthy, it's like, we don't argue, we don't do this. So maybe we're lacking passion. Like, I think a lot of people think that, you know,
she's
like,
right.
That's the, yeah.
She's right. Cause I was about to get on her for a second. Cause I'm not get on her, but ask her. I can't get on her. Cause she can defend herself. But like, it's like, let's compare it to food. Bro, you go to McDonald's, you know how that food's going to taste, bro. Right? You know what's going to be. The fries is going to be good. The burger is going to be good. The sweet and sour sauce is going to be good. Great, right?
McDonald's.
But, hear me out. I'm talking to you as a kid. Like, you as a kid, right?
Okay.
McDonald's, right? But then I go give you a carrot. Like, what the fuck is this, bro? I give you an orange. Like, what the fuck is this, bro? But I think it's the same thing with relationships where you're so used to somebody being like, I fucking love you, I this and that, and they're abusing you. You feel like this is love because it's so strong. But then when someone's just like, oh, I can see that you're having a rough day, or you just got your period, like, I'm gonna let you rock. Like, I'm here if you need me. Or did it, and you're just like, damn, like, this is weird. Like, you don't love me. You're giving me space. You don't love me. You're telling me the right things to do. You don't. It's the same thing with like,
I need you at my house throwing rocks at
right
window.
Now. Yeah, like, okay. I need you to show me, right? Like,
all
right.
So what do you guys say to like food? Women never being satisfied then? Because that's what I'm getting from this conversation, is that you can never really win as a man.
I'm gonna
be real, bro. You know why?
That's an insecure person, though. That's what that is, insecure? Though.
On the man's part?
No, not insecure, unsecure. Like you know, like how there's like different attachments that we have, like anxious attachment, avoidant, disorganized, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean?
Okay.
Like that's what I mean. So I think somebody that's like, hey, like usually when I say I'm going out, my man's like, no, you're not, or else I'll break into your crib and punch you in your face. You know what I mean? Like some crazy shit. Whoa. And then now you have a man that's like, okay, babe, have fun. Like, you know, enjoy your night. Mm-hmm. The woman is not secure because she's used to these things. So her, like, she's like, you know what I mean? Her way of loving, it's not secure. It's not set. So it's not stable.
Okay, but
you're saying, that's like an unstable woman that you're running into. I think if you run into a secure woman, I don't think you'll come across those problems where you're like, no matter what I do, she's not going to be happy because she's used to this and this and this.
You don't feel like women have like they always want more?
From a man or in general?
I think in general, they always want better.
From a man, I feel like they always want more. Like, I feel like you can plan cool dates. Mm-hmm. You can do a lot, but there's always room for more, which is life, technically. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure.
No, I think some people can be happy where they're at. Like, you don't feel like you've ever had a girlfriend where, like, you felt like she was happy where she was at with you? Mm-hmm. Like, she was satisfied with you?
That's what I was going to ask. That's a good question.
Yes, I have that. But like at the same time, nah, niggas be messing up too. So yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, but she's still happy where she's at and she wants
to stay. I'm standing on my guns. Women always want more and more.
We're always trying to elevate. Doesn't mean we need another person.
More as in like, it's never enough. Like Instagram, you guys start seeing things on social media, you guys will see stuff, and now you want that. Like, it's like your mind. Remember, because we're operating from a provider standpoint. So we're always thinking like, all right, let's make sure we get like secure. Let's get this money. You guys get to just enjoy the moments.
I agree. I'm more with the women on this one, to be real.
Okay.
I really don't feel like that's a secure person because somebody looking to Instagram to validate what they have in their relationship is a caught. Like, that's a concern. Like, of course, as humans, we all are going to look to social media. Comparison is a thief of joy, 100%. Mm-hmm. Like, as humans, secure or not, we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like coming, like seeing something and then coming back to your reality and being like, okay, look at what I have.
Right.
I'm grateful for this. A secure person. Yeah. And like having gratitude amongst all, you know what I mean? So I think
by the way, that's her holding women accountable.
Yeah, like
we just don't see it that way, but she's really saying, hey, like, you have to see that in a woman to be like, this is not the girl I'm supposed to be with. Why does she fucking care about that?
Yeah, you need to choose your woman.
I don't think that's, you know, because
I hear you guys.
And oftentimes,
I'm just speaking generally on like that, experiences in general, but I just feel like, I just feel like women often always crave for something else, and like it's not necessarily new. I think men crave, they say typical men crave for something new. I don't know,
but brother, remember that convo we're having earlier about perspectives. Okay, women are always looking for something better. Okay, great. We know that, right? They're always looking for something better.
I wouldn't even say that, actually. I wouldn't say better.
Whatever. They're feeding for more.
Not in the sense of, like, it doesn't mean have to be looking something better, like, oh, I'm going to leave this guy and look for a new partner. Yeah. It doesn't mean that. Yeah. They could be looking for something better, like, okay, I see where we're at. I still love you, but I want us to elevate because I feel like we can have better. Not I'm trying to look for the next person. Fuck you.
We do the same thing.
No.
You know that, right?
We just, no, men or typical men, they go for like new experiences every time.
That's just another way to say we want something better, brother. That's the same shit.
But guys will talk to girls that are like fives and they're dating like tens. Or
Is it always something better? Because some of the guys, they just want something new. It's not something better.
So I'm right. You're wrong.
Yeah.
I got you.
Sorry, I agree with him.
No, you don't got me. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you, right?
All right, go. Men rather talk to an ugly, or I shouldn't say
an ugly girl, just to have a new girl, rather than like, no girl's ugly. Let me not say that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Before they cancel me.
So you think
girl's beautiful?
You think guys are not looking for better? Are you kidding me?
Guys will stick their dick in anything.
That doesn't answer the question.
They will.
The point is this: why is a guy sticking his dick in anything?
Because their horniness overrides everything, too.
And society has told that man that he has to go and seek out new opportunities and new experiences.
The more, the better, like Pokemon cards.
You're taking the accountability away from the man, and I don't even want to. I want to be on the other side.
You're saying, what accountability?
A guy going for more ass is wanting better.
Puffy,
think about it.
You're more on the couch, right?
You're agreeing with him on this? Like,
It's the same thing.
That doesn't mean better. That just means you're accumulating more.
No,
more ass. More ass is not better.
But that's. But no, no, no. But I feel like the way that men are perceiving it,
it's better in the moment. Exactly.
Oh, like I got so many.
Okay, think about it.
No, it's not better. If you got after your nut,
exactly.
You sit down in your bed, you'll realize exactly. No, it's not.
You
better.
Nutted.
But in the moment, it's better to you because it's different and it's new, and that's better.
But
right now.
But that's. Then we're focusing more on new.
Think. No, it's not. It's not new. Think about it for a second.
But that's why. It's
think about it for a second.
But
you meet this girl. You have a girl. You meet this girl.
Okay.
She's like, hey, what's up? Oh, it's shy. Players play it, right? Because I'm sure that happens.
Stop using me.
Okay. So you're whatever. Let's just say somebody comes to somebody, right? And they're
use
like,
Puffy
"Oh,
as the example.
You have a no. I can't. I gotta use you. And you're the man, right? A man. So,
Okay.
So hey, boom, boom, shy players play, boom, boom, right?
Okay.
And you're like, oh fuck, like this girl's fucking with me. Da, 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 da. Like she's the fact that she's fucking with you and she wants to give you something of hers like this. In your mind, it's better. It's not. It doesn't mean it's better than your girl.
It's just new to me. It's I wouldn't say better.
Bro, new.
What's better?
New is better, bro. Okay, think about it like this. If you have a pair of Dunks, Panda Dunks, and you got a new pair of Panda Dunks, aren't the new pair of Panda Dunks better than the old pair of Panda Dunks, nigga? It's the same shit.
But the... But you guys get what I do understand that, though.
New is better.
Like, I feel like that's what men care about. It's not really, like, if you guys... And you guys will always say that too. When women cheat, it's emotional. When men cheat, it's physical. You know what I'm saying? So you guys aren't looking for a woman that's better intellectually and she's more smart and she has a degree. Do you know
Puffy,
what I mean?
Puffy, would you allow a man to cheat on you? Would you allow a man to cheat on you?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. How does this make sense?
But are you saying
how the fuck did that make sense, bro?
Because you're saying that men want new, right?
Men want better.
It's like an invalidation.
But like you're kind of like justifying it in a way. Like saying as in like it's okay.
What's okay?
Like men wanting new experiences.
No, I'm not saying it's okay.
No, I'm just saying it's a commonality.
I'm saying when we say, yo, women just always want better. They want better.
But to understand it, right? Means you kind of like understand it. So how did you?
yo, you can do a lot of things. You're not koala me still. It's not working.
No, I'm saying like, so, okay. So if you understand it.
I'm going to puff you on this one.
No, if you understand it, then. Why do you feel like, why do you knock it then? Like, what? So what are they supposed to do then?
Who?
Men. Because you're saying men.
Have discipline.
Yeah, that's what
discipline,
it comes down to.
Discipline.
Have discipline.
Beating temptation. Selectivity. You know what I mean?
So then why, so we're, okay.
You're loose.
Why does society.
You're loosey.
You're loose. You're loose. You're just out here looking at ass. You're okay, loose, okay, brother. So, okay. You don't even have discipline. Okay, you have a perfectly good girl at home wanting to give you everything she needs, give her all the attention you need. You're out here loose, brother. Because some girl's like, oh my God, you look cute. You're loose and you're easy. That's most niggas. Most men.
We need to start saying men are easy and loose. Like,
easy.
That needs to start happening.
So, okay, let me ask you this, though. When men are in the gym, they can be disciplined and all that. So why can't they be disciplined when it comes to holding down one woman?
We're talking about this with why we were saying horniness. It's scary. It's horniness. Like, that's such a...
That stuff
that?
Goes out the window.
What is
it goes
that?
Out the window.
And it comes back post-clarity.
Hold on. Wait, tell me.
Is that a psychological thing?
You tell me.
Probably.
Maybe they're animalistic in nature.
What is it to you?
What is it to me?
Not to you specifically, because you know you're a great guy.
No.
What do you think for most men?
Like,
because brother, one thing,
lack of discipline, but then lack of purpose.
It could be that too.
Some men have purpose and still cheat, of course. But I think like if you're busy. It's like,
I think it's also ego to some extent.
Thank you. Check your ego at the door, man. She's right. Yeah. I'm with Puffy on this one. Today I'm team Puffy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm team Puffy today.
I think
not gonna lie.
I feel like men have gone their whole lives.
We gotta get them. I don't like
we're killing you guys right now.
You know what? I got more topics.
We're killing you guys. Yeah, switch the topic, brother.
I feel like men have gone their whole lives feeling like they're entitled to everything a lot of the times because of like the power dynamic that is throughout the world, and because they feel like they're entitled, that goes hand in hand with like relationships. And when they do get physical, like, I'm entitled to this, I'm horny, this is what I'm feeling in the moment, I'm entitled to this, where I feel like that structure needs to change a bit, and then we'll see like some changes.
But I think it's society.
What you're gonna do, like, I'm gonna go have fun.
But usually girls don't play the game better.
They play it way better than us.
They play it way better
than us. Nah. Let's debate.
Temporarily.
Girls play way better than us.
Temporarily.
Says who?
You can't get back on guys and think you're playing the game better. Like, you're taking the L in the long run.
How so?
You know what I think people don't realize, though, too? You can't, like, get back when somebody doesn't care. I think that's bingo. What the most important is. That's like, bingo. I don't care about you. Yeah, so
like, what are you doing?
Do anything. Facts. I don't care.
And so you're puppy.
And now you're just giving away free.
So let me ask you a question, puppy.
Free, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what are things that make you not care? Like, you don't got to talk about your own situation, but speak for women. Yeah. Like, what makes a woman not care? Like, what? Because you know that saying of when a woman cheats or when a woman moves on, she's already been gone mentally. Mm-hmm. But what are things that make women just not care about this man? Because I feel like when men do what they got to do, or they do the infidelity thing, it's more so, you know what? She's feeding my ego. When a woman does what she needs to do, it's more so, I'm off of you. Yeah. I'm on this guy now. Mm. So, like, what are things that push you to that state where you're just like, I don't care about... Like, this man that you once said you loved, you don't care about him no more. Because when men say they love this girl, they love this girl. Like, they don't give a fuck, right? So what are things that push you to say, I don't care about this man, I'm on this guy now?
It's kind of complicated, though, no? Is it like a combination of a whole bunch of bullshit?
It definitely could be, I think, a combination of a lot of things. Like, I, for one, like, I don't know how to explain this, but, like, you know, weird behavior? Like, I don't know how to word that, like, weird things that you're doing or, like, little things that I peep of, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just moving, like, a big thing I feel like, though, is, like, if I'm around your... Like, how you act in front of other people. Because you can act a certain way, and I think a lot of people act a certain way when it's just you two. You know what I mean? But when we're in front of other people, I'm seeing you're acting a little different. You know what I mean? Like, things like that. Like, weird.
Yeah.
If I notice you're loosey-goosey, for sure.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
One. Like you're cheating? Having sex with anything.
Okay.
Like, because if we're not in a relationship, we're talking, but you're just, you know, I just know, like, if you're just, you know, like,
if you're moving bag, like, to when I find out, that's such a turn off. Like, you're talking to yourself in girls' DMs.
I heard about that. They hate that shit.
To yourself.
Yo, they hate that. You see if they find out you're... Okay,
I'd rather have you having sex with somebody than begging in someone's messages.
Like, let's say they found out you're cheating, right?
Yeah.
Let's say they found out you're cheating, but you're fucking like five different girls.
At least you could get them.
They'll be like, all right, like you're the guy out here. Yeah. But let's say they found out you're cheating, but like you're struggling to get this girl. You're stuck, like, yo,
please,
bro, you're not
DM
even.
Me. Oh, hey.
Yeah, you're not even
and
popping
it's just
out
scene,
here.
Scene. Ew.
Yeah, no.
They hate that shit, but we probably prefer. Like, the girl that's just getting dissed. Like, look at you. Like, they don't even want you. Like, like I want you. They don't even want you. But if you have the girl,
I'm different.
Yeah, you want that?
I want to know my girl can get guys.
Yeah. I want to know that.
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. I want to know my girl can pull some niggas. I like when niggas like my bitch.
Look at the camera. I want you to struggle.
No, listen. This is a serious situation, though. When, like, I'm at, like, let's say I bring my significant other around. When we're in the talking stage, we're not fully dating yet. Or, like, I just bring a girl around, and I'm around my guys. When they're all like, yo, who's that? Yo, I get excited.
But yeah, that's mine.
Don't worry, that's mine. Yo, go try to talk to her. Go.
I don't like that no more.
I like it.
And then when she turns them down, it makes you feel gas.
Exactly.
But imagine she started entertaining them.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Bingo. Bingo.
Better yet, imagine she tried to and they were breezing her. Like, you know what I mean?
And
like,
she's still begging.
Oh, that's crazy.
And she's still begging.
No, but girls don't get breezed like that.
No, but imagine she got breezed and then she's up on scene and she's still messaging.
Girls definitely do.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like that, and like there's just so many, like, I don't know what they are, but like weird things that a person can do that you just notice and you're like, you're just embarrassing, like you're an embarrassing person.
She's right, still.
You know, like you're just embarrassing, like all in all. Like,
I know when people are not selective, that's an ick. You need to be selective. If you're just for anyone and everyone, I'm not even special. I was just somebody in the line. You would literally take anything. They could be a person walking down the road and you're ready.
Facts.
What am I? Facts. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. That's weird.
I don't think I think girls just like their man to be exclusive, quiet. I don't think girls like a guy that talks much. I don't think they want a girl that's out there. They want the quiet,
You can be outgoing, but not too friendly.
Too friendly. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, just how you doing?
I don't want you outgoing.
Wait, what?
Be mute. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Please elaborate on. So question for you. Question for you. Hold on. Would you ever date a podcaster?
Probably not, no.
They don't like niggas that talk, yo. They don't want niggas talking.
What's wrong with podcasters? Like, why? Because they talk too much?
No, it's just because, like, that profession has to, you know, you guys have to be around the other gender and stuff. Like, I just want you to, like,
Wait, know, why do you have to be around other? What if like
be Amish?
What if like it's like a
I love it.
What if
I love
it's an all male podcast? It doesn't. Is it?
Oh, that's better. But then it doesn't. But what?
Nah, go say it.
I was gonna say, what are you guys talking about? Nah. You guys are sitting here like, yeah, I love bitches. That you know.
But yo.
And you know I'm your girl, and I'm watching that.
Yeah, no.
You know what's crazy? I'm seeing her toxic traits, but I love it because it's like, yo, who are these bitches that you're talking
Wait,
to?
Wait, first of all, look, to? Man, all podcasters have a level of professionalism that we keep. And yeah, man. Why are you laughing? Stop, no, stop playing, bro. Stop playing, bro. Now, all jokes aside, it takes a lot of
It takes a strong woman.
It takes a strong woman to obviously like
to date a podcaster.
That's stop. Like a girl who is like a bottle.
Girl. A bottle girl. Guys you could be insecure.
You're fucking hold
no,
on.
No way we were comparing these two.
You're saying the like woman, the man like version of a woman is a bottle girl?
You guys are going to get me. Nah, we're not doing this.
Is a bottle girl?
No, we're not. Just.
That's not a fair comparison.
That's not fair.
Comparison?
That's
maybe like a
interviewer.
Car
interviewer. Your girl's an interviewer. Your girl's. Your girl's like fucking. What's that girl from the Breakfast Club? Where's the girl from Breakfast Club?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes. I don't know her name.
Angela Yee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your girl's
but
Angela
no,
Yee.
But that's a bit different.
Gucci Mane was swerving her live.
But not you're editing your own stuff. So no. You see the difference? She's not editing her stuff. Unless
you're,
it's like
you're getting
her
very
own
technical.
Podcast.
Something
yeah,
happened that
exactly. No.
the point is this. If you're a man.
No, like, you know, you can't be editing your own things.
Don't be too friendly.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, don't be too friendly.
Don't be too friendly. That's just a general
like, you know what I think girls would hate? If they're like, oh, yeah, I went out with my boyfriend the other day, and then let me show you a picture of this thing we went to. And then the girl says, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I had a conversation with him. She's like, what the fuck? Fuck you mean you talk to my man? Right? I don't think there's a difference if it's a podcast, because she probably knows about it. She's seen the episode. But I think it's when you're just talking to anybody. You're that guy. You walk into the party, and you're talking to this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl. Everybody wants some type of exclusivity.
Yes.
Say the word for me.
Exclusivity.
Thank you.
And can I tell you what's so embarrassing? Because like,
get him, Des.
No, I went to a party, guys. I swear you were at that party, fam.
Me?
But anyways, yes, we're at the party, and like, I don't think guys understand how cringe this is. But I'm just looking at you like you. So we're there, and I have very beautiful friends. Okay, we're all beautiful girls walking
beautiful.
Into the party.
Tens.
Yeah, tens, 11s, and these guys. Obviously, they're a bag. Okay, yeah, we get it. But, like, this one guy, he was, like, kind of, like, imagine, we're, like, standing around drinking, and this guy, not him being, like, I don't know who he came up to, one of us, and he was, like, oh, like, you know, you're looking good, da-da-da, just talking here and there, and he's, like, can I get your snap? And then I remember somebody was, like, no, like, sorry, I don't really give my stuff out, and he was, like, I bet. He, like, literally goes, comes back. Next person. Oh, hey, you're looking good. Can I get your snap?
Yeah, run that. You don't want me. You don't want me. Your friend might. Yeah, you don't want me. Yeah, the fuck? Yeah.
Wait,
yes.
Hold on,
no.
Hold on.
Yes.
He went in a row, like four girls.
Yeah. Who wants me?
Part of the same group.
Who wants me, baby?
Wait, hello, pardon me. Like, how are you going to go from one friend to the next friend to the next friend? Like, you have to pick one and be like, okay, I want this one. I don't know. I just don't
okay,
like
Destiny.
That.
Okay, hold on. Destiny. Hold on, Destiny.
You just want anyone. Anyone that will take your number,
Destiny.
You want them. Anyone that will take
hold
your
on,
snap,
hold on,
you want them.
Hold on. So let's say you're in a friend group, right? It's
okay.
You and three other women. Five other women. Like you said, they're all tens. They're all beautiful, right? This person goes up to you, right? I'm going to take it away from myself. They go, oh, damn.
Now, that's Tashan.
Hold on. Bro. Hear me out, though.
Okay.
They're hollering at you. They're like, what's up? What's your name? And you're like, oh, I don't give a fuck about this guy. I just want to chill with Puffy, right? My motive today was to hang out with Puffy and niggas want to talk to me, right? But let's say the girl that came with you and Puffy is like, yo, that guy's hot. Secretly, she's thinking this is my type and Destiny doesn't even fucking want her. And just to add to that, you know, nobody hates girls more than girls. That's a fact. How do I know that one of your friends don't want me? I'm going to try.
But
nah, that's Des.
Do you think that girl
I'm
would ever like approach or anything?
If what?
Or maybe even give you the look so you know? Like, do you know what I mean? Like a girl would give you a hint that maybe like she wants you to approach her. Like, do you ever get
those as men? You should never try to talk to four girls in
one the same
group,
friend group.
In the same
That's
friend
crazy.
Group. That is mm-hmm. that is that's.
But
to
some,
me,
but
to me, that personally.
But some girls like what they see until the guy opens his mouth.
If I was that guy,
I wouldn't do that. By the way,
on the back end, you don't do that like live. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that.
Because like, what if a girl did that? Like, what if you guys were
that
at
is
party?
Crazy. A group of
homies that just went from one to the
that
next to the next one, and
that
guys be
that,
like,
that is
but like,
crazy.
You'd be like, bro, mm-hmm. she's for everyone. She's for everyone.
Hold on.
Facts.
Hold on.
Facts.
Hold on.
Facts.
Nigga, share.
Not like that.
No. Nigga, share, yo. I seen it.
What do you mean, nigga, share?
No.
Like, niggas share, but then they secretly have feelings towards that. Like, I've been in situations where, like, you know, you're talking to somebody, your homie says, yo, you're good. Niggas don't really think, niggas are mad. Niggas don't want that.
Not,
they don't want
yo,
you to talk to their ex
maybe,
girl. Not
no,
ex girl, but like
I've
any girl they kind of mingled with, just let it go.
So you never heard of a girl hitting two guys in the same group?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank
but
you.
Like,
thank
that's
you.
That's like different.
Niggas don't
but
care.
But wouldn't that kind of deter you? Like, if you, let's say a girl came around and like, let's say there's two girls. Mm. One of them never talked to your friends versus another one. She's been in all your friends' DMs. Wouldn't you kind of be like, about the one that's been in all
of
your
course.
Friends' DMs?
What's my motive though?
I would.
What's your motive? What
yeah.
do you mean?
Am I trying to wife her? Am I trying to just... Bingo. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just trying to...
There's a difference.
Guys will do it, bro.
Why do guys like... want to sleep with girls that their friends already slept with?
Because they don't care. They like Puffy said earlier, when guys are aged,
they don't
just want to grease. They don't care about none of that. What you say
until
to you?
5 minutes
what
after,
moves
5 minutes
you?
Later.
And then after they grease, they kind of... But that's the
yeah.
sad part.
And the post-nut clarity hits, and they're like, did I really have to do that?
That's
probably
what,
not.
That's
you ever
saying.
Had that? You ever had that?
That's what I'm
the
saying. But that's what I'm saying.
I doing?
Yo, honestly, I'm going to... You know what? Sex is a finesse. It's a finesse.
It's gross?
Yeah.
It's a finesse.
Can you elaborate on that? Why is it gross?
I mean,
it,
well, that's Puffy's words. I just said it's a finesse, as in, like, I just think, like, it sets you up for greatness, but then you just fail if you go through with it.
I don't
if,
think...
if you go the wrong path, it yeah. can lead to failure.
I don't yeah. think sex is a thing that's supposed to happen, like, every day.
I just...
I personally don't think that.
Wait, what?
Wait, when your relationship
wait,
is not sex
a,
every day?
No, I don't think... I think sex is
wait,
something...
Wait, every single day?
When I mean every day, I mean like twice a week, three times a week. I really don't think it. Don't get it twisted. It doesn't mean I don't want it a couple times a week. I'm just saying I don't think it's something that's supposed to happen. If you really think about
it, saying it's
what can come out of sex?
But I feel like for people that are in a relationship and they have a sex... like, if they're healthy... They have a healthy sex life. There's nothing wrong with those people having sex every day if they're in a relationship. I feel like I've been in relationships where I had sex almost every day.
That's a lot of sex.
That's a lot
every
of sex.
Day?
I can't do that shit.
I could do it, but like... I can't do that shit. I think it's fire, though. Now, you can have phases, though, but it's life.
Phases?
You're going to go through...
Phases
you're gonna,
and
you're gonna,
that every day.
No, but how long were you guys together, though? Like, years?
Okay, yeah. That's the thing. We're not living together in the same crib every day.
Oh,
but like,
that's different.
It was, like, different. Like, when I see this
different.
Person, mm-hmm. every time that I see them, more than...
That's different,
more
though.
So,
that's
like,
different.
So, yo,
but I don't
what?
Think you should do that every time you see somebody, though.
It's tough. It's tough on the mental, man.
I think it's a problem if you do that every single time. Like, we can't have a time when we're
yeah,
just
like
chilling and it doesn't have to be sexual.
Sex.
I'm saying I've done that, but I think it's a problem.
Yeah,
I don't concerning. Think it's something that's healthy.
Yeah, it's not.
I think, do you think it's more special when it's, like, in increments? Like, 4 or 5 times a week or...
I think it's just, you know what, it's gotta
like,
be
what's the healthy number?
Like once a year, you know what I mean? Like things like that. Like I'm kidding.
You know, no, you know what? You know what I think it's good to have sex when the woman's ready.
Right.
Realistically, when she because we're always ready, bro.
I wanted to ask a crazy question. I don't know if you
ask it,
bro. Answer.
If it's crazy, I won't answer it.
No, because she said once a year, so I was gonna say, like, when's the last time everybody had sex? Because like that's crazy, no?
Oh yeah, if we were having sex once a year.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like
last time I did, I don't know. Can tell you.
I don't know. I just remember Clubhouse. People used to always share. They'll be like, "Yeah, I just had sex like last week," and they'll put them in the hot spot.
What is Clubhouse?
Clubhouse is like an app, where like
it's not this.
It's like,
that's what you don't remember the app? I swear.
You don't remember
Clubhouse? I don't remember the name.
She was on
Clubhouse.
It's like when people. It's no. It's when
everybody
people,
was.
No, our friend was though. When people would be talking, and it was just like it was just bubbles of people talking.
You don't remember Panda?
Yeah, COVID.
I never did Clubhouse.
Yeah, I was never on it, though. I never heard it because that scared me. I'm like, why is everybody talking? Like, why do I have to talk if I'm on here? But yeah.
That app was fun, though.
That started your shit, no? That started your journey. Like your...
Yeah, for sure. I met a lot of people on there. It was fun.
I never did Clubhouse.
Clubhouse was fun. We were doing prank calls. Like, girls would call guys, like, tricks. And, like, they would be like, there's this one guy, his name was Hook. Cause like he had like a hook, one of his arms was like a hook. So there was like this girl,
He was a pirate.
Yeah, he was a pirate. And like,
is that a choice like that you get?
Like the
when you don't have a hand or an arm, like do you want?
I'm not sure. Cause like even gold teeth, like versus like what's the other alternative? Fillings, I guess.
Oh yeah.
People get gold teeth. What was that a choice? Like when people have gold teeth in their mouth? Because I always see certain people with gold teeth, and I'm like, when was the dentist protocol
or silver
to install gold teeth or the silver one? Yeah, but no. The girls were pranking guys. It was crazy. It was crazy. Crazy place. Good times. But my question to you guys is this: do you guys think men have genuine relationships with women, or are they secretly trying to like hook up with their friends or have some sort of ulterior motive?
Really? I think you can have a genuine relationship. Yeah.
When you're a child, when you guys grow up as like kids and shit, but like when you guys usually meet in the adult life, there's some sort of like agenda.
No, I don't think so. I've seen people genuinely be in love with their partners and just want a relationship to flourish with them. I don't think everyone has an ulterior motive, but there are instances, like I've had this personally happen to me too, where I thought somebody was like so about me, da 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 da. I was like, oh my god, do I love this person? And then like come to find out they wanted my best friend, and I was like, oh
wow.
It was like a humbling experience, but it just opened my eyes, and I'm kind of grateful for it at the same time, because it showed me how people can really be think you know somebody you really don't.
Facts. You never know how someone could be, right?
I've seen some men and girls, like men and women, be friends though, and like it's genuinely that, and they don't try anything.
Were they friends before?
Before,
like were they friends like as kids? Like usually there's
like high school, university, not like kids though.
Oh, like one of those. Mm-hmm. I just find like there's usually some sort of like special situation where they're just like so close before they even find like partners. Like let's say a guy and a girl are best friends. It's usually like, yeah, we knew each other since we were kids, or It's something else what keeps us friends. Because as you get older, right, like in your 20s, you lose friends. So it's like guys and girls being friends in your 20s and up is like, it's either through work.
It's rare.
It's kind of rare.
It's rare. But I have one guy friend that I'm like really cool with, and like
platonic?
It's never ever been anything like that. Like we're really
cool.
So
let's say brother. You called him right now, right?
Yeah.
And you told him like, yo, you already know I'm trying to hook up with you, whatever, right?
No, I think he would literally be like, you're losing it.
Yeah, like, I do the same thing.
Like you're losing it. He has a girl that he loves. Like, yeah. Okay. We're cool.
I didn't know he had a girl. If he didn't have a girl, then I would want to know what he would say.
Mm. I still don't think so. Still, though. I don't know. Just because, like, I know we weren't like kids, but we were a lot younger when we met. Like, you know, like, and it's just never been
like one of
anything
those?
Like that.
Fair enough.
Because
fair
I know that there's a lot of like friendships that females have, and it's like maybe they had something prior, or they have tried to like insinuate something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but it's like, it's never.
So like if we did a test and we had like 10 girls call their guy friends and like try to flirt with them and stuff, how many guys do you think would fold?
I think probably like 50, 60.
Yeah. I'd say majority.
But I think it's like one of those things that like, it's like, you know, people who like yell like a certain crime, and then it takes away from people who actually have been through that, are actually victims. It's kind of that, you know?
There's always,
like, there are people that like actually do have these genuine platonic relationships with other sex, and it's like, but all these other instances have ruined it. So we think that like we can't as a society.
That's
why it's dangerous to generalize. And I feel like a lot of the times, even like these podcasts and everything, we're saying girls, guys, we're just generalizing a group of people all the time, and I feel like a lot of the times you have to remember that's not fair to do, because I know I'm an individual. I'm very different from a lot of people. So are you. You we're all very unique humans. So I feel like we have to remember that as well.
That's a good point. But then it's like, you can't have a discussion if you individualize everybody, because it's like there's so many humans in the world, so we kind of have to sum people up just so we can have like progressive conversations and stuff, you know. But it's true though, when you actually dive deep into it, it's like, we can't really generalize this. Like, what are we talking about? because you can't ever have an accurate answer if you really think about it, you know? But I have another thing I want to talk to you guys about. I kind of posted it recently, but like, it's kind of like, you know, I seen it online, but Ice Spice, right? And people have been body shaming her based on like the transition that she's now come into. What are your thoughts on that? Like, when you brand yourself one way and you follow someone for this one thing that they are, and obviously she was a combination of things. Like, she was an artist. She was, she did use her sex appeal. We can all agree. She used sex appeal to sell some of the music. Now the sex appeal is, she's still a woman. So I don't understand like what really they're talking about. But like, what are your guys' thoughts on like trans, like marketing one thing and then it kind of like changing, shifting into something different? Like, even like there's another woman that I think she was into like OnlyFans stuff, and then now she changed over into like, I can't remember her name.
Like Christianity?
Not that one. What's her? It's another name. She's dating an NBA player, I think. I can't remember. But yeah, what do you guys thought on the Ice Spice thing though?
I think it just goes to show like sometimes what people will value. I feel like everyone is just like on Ice Spice. Like, I think the girl's music is good. I think she has a pretty face, but I feel like the internet was so heavily focused on her ass. And then once her ass, quote unquote, shrunk because she lost all this weight, then people were like in an uproar.
Are they wrong for that?
Are they wrong for that?
I think that's what she kept. But Destiny. Okay, imagine buying tickets to her show, right? And she was like showing she was showing this. She was featuring the ass. She was showing you guys the ass. She was showing it off. She already has the fan base now. She went back to what she wanted to go back to.
But I feel like, you know what's funny though? Yeah. If Nicki Minaj were to lose her ass tomorrow, people would still go to her concert because they're barbs and they fuck with her music and they fuck with her.
Facts.
So there's...
Two things can be right, right? She's right because the barbs, but most of the barbs are from a certain community. Boom, right? Two things can be right. I do think Ice Spice was showing a lot of ass, bro. That was like her trademark. You know, the bend over, put her hand on her stomach, boom, boom, right? But the other thing that people don't like doing...
people can't change?
No, that's the thing. That's what I'm going to talk on. Fans don't like when artists grow. I may have came in this way, but a lot of what I'm showing you is just my upbringing. Now that I have more money, I got more things, I got access to a lot more. I'm realizing, what the fuck am I doing? Showing my ass, or I'm eating fucked up, or I'm smoking, I'm drinking. You see a lot of artists grow, and then they'll put out different music, and then people will be like, "Oh, this is shit." It's like, yeah, but they're not there no more. They're not in that traumatic state no more. Like, they're out of that. They don't want to talk about shooting and killing no more. They don't want to talk about. You think Ice Spice wants to talk about shaking ass? She's up. She did. She got out the hood. She got out the Bronx. But I think people don't want to grow with her. They still want her to shake ass and do all these things. And she's like, "Yo, I just want to put out quality music." But I think two things can be right.
So if this is kind of, I don't know if this is going to be
McDonald's.
I'm just going to talk about marketing.
Oh,
yeah, marketing. Let's say if you market one, well, McDonald's does this. You see how they like make the burger look way better in the commercials, but then when you get the real thing, it's not that, right? I kind of feel like marketing is like serious. Like, once you market yourself a certain way, people like what they came to you for. So it's either she has to like create that change and transition and get more people to follow towards that, and she stays on that new transition. But there are people that want what they want.
Like, but Ice Spice is not a burger.
Yeah, she's a person.
She's a person.
She is a person, you're right. But I meant to say like marketing in general, as in like she's an artist and a brand. And branding, obviously we're humans, but branding is showing something that you want the audience to.
But I feel like we're diminishing her down to her ass. And I feel like that aspect of marketing doesn't make sense to me. I feel like no brand or no persona should just be like, okay, I'm just going to focus on this physical trait of mine that can change in any instant. And that's all I'm going to be known for. And that's what I'm going to gravitate towards. No, you need to like focus on everything else, because physical stuff can come and go. What were you going to say?
Like, I feel like that's pathetic, though. Like, if you're going to someone's concert and you're spending $600 on tickets to just for her ass alone, yeah. Like, yeah, go to a strip club.
You guys don't think half the guys that were at her shows were doing that, though?
I don't think most guys are at her shows, though. I don't think most guys are at her shows. Like, from what I've seen, it's girls. But, like,
I don't know.
You think guys are going to a Lotto show?
But even what? More
of course,
that?
Guys are going to a Lotto show.
Guys are watching
Ice Spice's. I was at the Lotto concert. I didn't see guys.
Yeah.
It was a lot of girls. All girls and gay guys.
But even more than that, though, I feel like right now with Ice Spice, like,
it's really like, I'll see some comments and like it will have a lot of likes, but like it's a cause for concern. Like, has nobody realized that like she doesn't, it's not like a, oh, you've lost a healthy amount of weight, like she really looks ill right now, and like nobody wants to talk about that, that maybe she's struggling, maybe she's not okay, like, you know what I mean? And like I feel like people like see people lose a whole bunch of weight or they gain a bunch of weight and people are like, well, you're fat, you're anorexic, you know, before we're like, are you okay, you
know? No lie, like, she doesn't,
she, right? She doesn't look
she doesn't look like this doesn't so it does Ill. Look like okay bingo. Prime example, Glorilla. You see, do you follow Glorilla on Instagram?
Nah.
She's in the gym a lot.
Really?
Like, Glorilla? she looks great. She's in the gym, right? She's showing that she's in the gym. I feel like Ice Spice. I seen a video of her the other day, and I'm like, yo, this don't look totally fit. This looks like, remember, what's the guy, Wakanda, Black Panther? I never watched the movie.
I know what you're talking about.
We should
know
T'Challa. Is that his name? No, that was the thing
that
name.
Cancer?
The guy that got cancer.
Yeah.
Bro, there was a picture of him come like looking skinny, and people were like, "Yo, what's wrong with this guy?" Da, 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 and then boom, dead.
It turns out he was actually
he had
sick.
Cancer. He was fighting something the whole time.
Bad Barbie too.
That's
baby.
True.
Bad baby.
Oh really?
Yeah. She has cancer. Yeah.
Right now?
And everybody's making fun of like because she was so.
They were making fun of her.
Cancer. She's in chemo right now.
Yeah. Right now, she has cancer.
Yeah.
See that's the thing. Like, it's crazy because like we forget the health, but it's about the internet though. You know, you said the internet's fake. People really create narratives just so they can get views. So it's like,
but I've
it's kind of scary.
Ice Spice posts in the gym, so I feel like she's trying to like perpetuate that narrative. Maybe I could be wrong. She's really
I did
in the
see
gym,
that too.
But I've seen that. I've like, seen that there's too. Like two videos of her in the gym, but like I don't know if that's. You know
I think what she's
I mean?
Trying to save that, like trying to use that as like. Yeah.
But I feel like it's also scary too to always like. Coincide like somebody's losing weight with like, oh my god, there must be something so wrong with them, because sometimes people can't really control like how skinny they are, and everyone thinks that like being skinny is disgusting, and sometimes a person is just skinny, and I feel like we have to be really sensitive when we talk about people's body shapes.
I think that's just the difference with her, is that like she's like, you could tell like I don't want to say this completely because we haven't seen her from a child, but like genetically, like in her high school photos, like
she looked thicker.
She looked thicker.
So it's just
to lose that much weight is just like more of a concern rather than like somebody who's just been slim, like a Zendaya.
And they get shamed for being slim.
Like,
yeah.
She's been slim. Like this is literally her weight, you know, rather than Ice Spice. But
yeah. No, it's crazy because like, but there are guys that were obviously following her just for that.
Mm-hmm.
And women will sometimes use that as an advantage, but in her case, unfortunately, it looks like she's not able to. You know, she doesn't want to leverage that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
like her body type and like what it was.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to be known for that anymore. I feel like a lot of women, like when they do use their body to leverage attention, it's like I don't even want this anymore.
Yeah, and I think it comes with a lot. It comes with a lot of like negativity. It comes with a lot of shame. Too.
Everyone, as much like, as she got clout, she was getting hate the whole time.
Well, then what do we say about the internet? Because right now we're in a place where like you have to do captivating things to get attention. So how do you be yourself and thrive on the internet now in 2025 when everyone's making content? Yeah. How do you be uniquely yourself without?
Because people are just trying to do everything that's like something. A wow factor type of thing
that's
for clout.
You have
to do that good first. Or bad.
So that's what I'm saying. So how do you like? What do you do now when everybody's just doing these crazy things for attention?
Yeah,
it's like how do you stand out and be yourself and be successful?
Because like not all publicity is good publicity. Not all clout is good clout. And you have to like me and you were having a conversation about this. It's like you have to kind of choose like what do you want to be known for at the end of the day. Like your brand. And your quality matters more than like how many views you're getting and how many numbers are up. You need to stay consistent with where you want to be. So I feel like that matters because it can get clouded so easily, fast.
It could. And that's even something I try to like keep an eye on. It's like, yo, am I going too crazy? Like, where do I want to take this? Like, because obviously, like, we don't want to be too like PG. Like, we want to be ourselves. We want to be able to just express ourselves. Yeah. But sometimes, like, you can lose yourself, like trying to
100%.
You know,
trying to appease the audience, the mass audience.
Appease the audience. Yeah.
I feel like having your morality and like knowing what like you won't do and you know like that's really important. I think a lot of people are like, hey, I want clout.
Yeah.
I want people to see who I am and what I'm doing. So like they'll put out anything, and it's like, you know, like I personally am just not willing to go against my morals for certain things. Like I don't care clout. clout is not that important. Even if it comes with money, I'm not gonna like go on OF. Like, that's personally something I don't want to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even if that's gonna get me more clout.
Yeah.
But I think like right now, like most people, that like, you have to post like, oh wow, video or something, yeah, and then change it. Like, and you're saying, I spiced it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Like, but Puffy,
yeah,
you don't. Do you have a price? I don't want to say anything,
like,
but...
Like, going against my morals?
Sure. Sure, yeah.
I really
a mil?
Don't think
a mil
so.
A right now, OF?
Like, if I did an OF, like...
A mil's
but
not
if
a
I
mil.
Did an OF, not like, it would money. Have to be, like...
And change the narrative, maybe.
But it would have to be, like, my foot. Like, I couldn't be, like, yo, if you're going to give me a mil, I'll do OF and I'll, like... You know
a
what
mil's
I mean?
Not
like,
enough
I
money,
couldn't
though.
Do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. 50
like,
mil.
You know?
50 mil.
No, because at the end of the day, you can have how much ever money... You have to still go to sleep with yourself and what do I like, what do I not like about myself. At the end of the day, when we die, we're not going to have all this money to take with us. We're just ourselves.
Like, me personally, I don't know. Like, I just, I can't, I don't know. Like, some people are stronger than me in other ways mentally, but, like, shame, guilt, all of that would eat me. I really don't think I could ever do, like, yeah, I'm going to show this area and, like, do this for 50 mil. I just really, like... I really don't think I could. Like, if you can, like, adjust it and I could do my feet and fingers or something, let's go for it.
50 mil, though?
No, I don't think so.
But what if you, change the narrative later?
Like, I'm just not mentally stable enough to do something like that.
What if you take the 50 M's, you take the 50 M's, and then you just change the narrative later and just become a Christian?
But still, like, people saw that. You know, like so many people.
That's
saw
actually
that.
True. Still, yeah, you actually like, really, yeah, matter. Yeah, that's true.
Give me and then you have to have very thick skin. Thick skin.
Give me that. I know I don't, so I'm not gonna do
I believe
that.
It though.
I believe it. I believe her too. Yeah, I believe her too.
Give me that 50 mil though.
But see,
what you're
like
gonna
it's
be
a bit
slanging
different for men.
Wieners?
That's crazy. But nobody's gonna look at you.
I said wieners.
Wait, slang. What do you mean slang wieners?
You're like, what are you gonna do on OF? What are they gonna want to see? Like, what are you gonna do?
From up 50 mil, bro.
So what would you do on?
This is how I would do it. Puppy's better than me, right? So fuck you. I'm up 50 mil.
So wait. No, but you have to.
Well, ask me what I would do for 50 mil.
What wouldn't you do?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck. I would do almost anything for 50 mil. Like except a
Yo,
couple
guys,
things.
Put him in a crazy situation.
Okay,
I don't
sure.
want to be the one to see it.
Sure.
Would you have sex with a man?
I was gonna. Yeah. You
know? I wouldn't have sex with a man for no type of money.
See. For that's no type of money. That's your morally.
And
you
that's just.
There.
I wouldn't even
what
say moral.
What,
just,
what if you have to kiss a man?
What
if
you? Dildo. Would you do it?
What do you mean?
Like, a woman is doing it.
No, I wouldn't do that. Absolutely not. Anything that has to do anything going in me is not happening for no type of money. Absolutely not. But I only asked her because. I believe her, but I do think a lot of people, they like to just, they want to be this morally
correct
person. And oh, I would, but then you put a certain number in front of them and they're like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's because true. There's a difference between $1 million and a difference between $50 million. That's, both are life-changing money, but one is like generational, life-changing. Like $1 million, you're $1 away from not being a millionaire.
I'm not gonna lie,
you know what I'm saying?
$50 million is a lot of money.
Bro. It's a lot of money.
Because you could put $10 million in the S&P and you'll live nice for the rest of your life. And then you still got 40 M's.
I just feel like me personally, like I know myself and I know how my brain is set up.
Yeah, she knows
so
herself.
I
yeah.
know I couldn't do something like that. But I, in a way, I do envy people that probably could. You know what I mean?
Same.
And I genuinely
same.
Won't care.
Same.
But I know myself and I can't. Like, just, you know? Mm. And I feel like that's why even with so many like little things, I just won't do because... Yeah. You know, my
so in terms of content, though, you guys have been making more content now. All right. So what's the plan for 2025?
So we're trying to. We want to be really, really consistent.
Yeah. Can you guys get consistent, please?
Yeah. We also want to stream.
Yeah. When are you guys going to start streaming? Yeah, we need some Toronto.
Yeah. Like, Toronto doesn't
a Toronto
have
group.
With
a, yeah. Like, you guys would. Yo, you guys would. Why you guys not doing that?
We posted
already,
a video.
You guys already have
a
base.
Ago.
You guys already have yeah. a strong base. Why not do it?
It's just like, honestly.
What is it exactly?
Trying to get us together on the same mm-hmm. timing. She's very busy right now, so am I. Mm-hmm. So like, even like us hanging, like fam, I miss you a lot. I feel like I don't see you as much as I want to.
Oh,
like I'm gonna cry.
Tashai, I miss you too, bro.
Yeah,
I
miss you too.
So sweet. Yeah, but I feel like honestly, like becoming an adult has been really hard for me, like getting used to it. Cause I feel like before I used to have so much time for things. And now I don't.
Your eyes are watery.
I know, because I'm literally going to start crying because I was thinking about this the other day. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I don't see my friends as much as I would like
we need
to.
Shots. This is so cute.
Because, like,
where is it?
right there.
I love it. Talk. It's a safe space. It's a safe space. It's a safe space.
So this is a safe place. No, this is a safe place.
I don't mean to get emotional, but I'm just like, damn, I remember, like, you know, we have sleepovers all the time. Like, you're coming to my house, I'm coming to your house.
I lived with you.
Yeah, and now it's like, you know, I have a job, you're going to school, you're working on your stuff, and we're trying to, like, build together. So I feel like it's just, like, it really comes down to, like, making that time for one another. And
I'm gonna yeah. ask you guys to set one day where you guys hang out once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, let me ask you a question though, because I have this theory, right? That we don't really know what friends really are, right? So like, when you're in high, how long you guys know each other? Since high school, middle school?
Since we were like 5, 6.
Oh, so your whole fucking life. Okay, yeah. Cool. So bingo, right? I'm gonna speak for people that, let's just say they were friends from high school, right? But I think people have a false perception of what friendships are. Somebody will meet somebody in the 9th grade or middle school and they'll be friends. And then they'll go on to high school, be friends. And then they'll go on to college and maybe this person goes to this school, this person goes to this school. And then they get mad or something happens where this is the reason why we're separated. But to me, you guys were only friends because your parents decided to live in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Right? And what you guys are going through now, or how she's expressing herself now, like, this is good because she's saying like, yeah, I want to be able to hang out with you and whatever. But I feel like so many friends fall out that knew each other from 5 because they're like, oh, we just don't align no more. It's like, no, maybe you guys were just friends because you guys' parents lived in the same neighborhood and you felt like you should keep that bond. Like, I feel like you get your real friends in college, like when you choose them. Like, I choose you to be my friend because our core values align. We're doing the same thing.
I don't think college you choose your friends either.
I heard a saying that the friends you choose in college are the ones you have for the rest of your life. I don't think you choose
friends in college. I think it's an extension of high school. And like, obviously you can move abroad, but even then it's like you're still confined to this one building.
I think it's just like who you choose to make time for. Like before with your parents, like where you're saying, right? Like I was friends with you because our parents brought us to have play dates. Mm-hmm. And now we're friends because we're spending that time. But like now we don't have our parents arranging those play dates. Mm. Are we ourselves as individuals arranging that time and those play dates together as adults? Mm. Are we doing that? If I'm not putting the time in or the effort in, how is the friendship going to be everlasting?
Mm. I think the attention part of it.
The attention, yeah.
I think two truths can exist at one time, though. So I do agree with what he's saying, because I think like what you're saying is like when college, like when we're meeting friends in college, like it's more of like a higher consciousness that we're making these decisions. Yeah. Like it's not like we were like 4 years old and we actually didn't know what we like and what we don't like. You know what I mean? Like what we value in a friend.
Yeah.
So like in college, like we're able to do that more so. But definitely at the same time, though, it's like I feel like college can be traumatic. University, like you kind of trauma bond. You guys are in the same classes.
That's what I think too.
Do you know what I mean?
It's still so very cooped up together.
But you still choose, though.
Do you know what I mean? You're still choosing to.
It's more of a choice.
But at the same
what's the difference
you're
between
kind of,
that and high school, though?
Yeah, but you're bonding also. Yeah, exactly.
High school, you don't really know yourself.
You're more. But some people would say maybe.
Some
they know
people
maybe they do.
More.
Yeah, maybe they do.
Yeah,
maybe
and
do,
then and then there's grade 11 where it's like that transitional period where you're like, okay,
trying to be a senior
here. I feel like I'm comfortable. I kind of know who I am. I feel like I'm that person. You know. So I feel like it's kind of like subject to change until you're like out of high school.
It's kind
of out of all school.
It's kind of sad though.
It is
childhood
sad.
Friends like you can like there's definitely friends I think like as like children we had and you grow up and like even in middle school you guys are going your separate ways.
Yeah.
In high school you're going your separate ways.
Yeah.
And then there's friends you have like me and Destiny, and I feel like we never really went separate ways, and when we grew we kind of grew together. We didn't grow apart. And even if she's like, of course we have different personalities, different traits, but like it still worked together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I think like those are really like the blessings that you find in like childhood friendships, where it's like you guys grow up together and it works together.
So what are some keys that you guys use intentionally and unintentionally to still remain friends after 20 something years?
That's a very good question.
I feel like this isn't really a key, but like I think me and her are polar opposites and it just works out really well. You know, like I am way more introverted, isolated. I love being alone. She's more so like, you know,
social.
She's okay with
she's
being around
social.
People, social. Yeah. I'm not like that. So like it works out though, because like when we're together, it's like, you know, it just works.
I'll bring her out. She'll bring me in.
You know, like I'll bring her in words, you know, and like she's like, I don't know, like, what else is, like, different, I guess?
It sounds like, it's also a question, too, for 3 of you guys. Like, do you feel polar opposites make better dynamics or people that are more the same. So, for example, let's say you guys, she's more introverted, mm-hmm. she's more outgoing. Or what if it was two people that were like both introverted, or two people that were both into music? They're both into.
Yeah. I think it's case by case, but I think you gotta have a dose of both. Like, so, like, mm-hmm. you can have like somebody that's a little bit different than you, but then you guys share some similarities.
Yeah, because we share like moral principles. We share that. Yeah. So that's like where the core, it really matters. Other stuff might be different in like our traits and how we present ourselves and how we communicate.
That makes sense.
But I feel like what you value in a friendship needs to remain the same, and what you want out of life has to remain the same.
That's another thing I was going to say. I always feel like I've been protective of Destiny. Like, that's something, you know? And I feel like Destiny's just the sweetest person I've ever met in my life, you know? And I'm a bit more like, you're not going to do that, you know? So like, that works. But I think that like, me personally, like with my experience, I like the opposites, because I've always felt like my partners, even our Destiny, like they're my better half. So what I'm lacking, she's fulfilling in, you know, and what she's lacking, I'm fulfilling in. So like, that's always worked that way. So I personally like that. Like, I don't want anybody too similar to me, because then I feel like I'm kind of like, it's a mirror. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what you're lacking in, I probably am too. When that can teach you lessons in itself. Mm-hmm. But I like the opposite thing personally.
The opposite thing, right? Yeah. I think you have to have core values aligned, but different things can be different on other in other areas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree with that. I want to ask you guys this though. So I wrote this one down. Would you rather know the exact day you'll die or how you'll die?
How I'll die, 100%.
How?
100%.
Because my anxious mind is going to be thinking about the day I'm going to write it on my calendar. I'm going to be like, okay, it's coming.
I'd rather know when.
Because if you know,
doesn't do anything for
Let's say you know you're going to die in water. You're just going to stay out of water the rest of your life? Because think about it. If you know how, technically, like, okay, fuck, I don't want to use this. I'm about to
go on a
plane.
You still have to die that way, even if you know.
No, but let's say you knew that you were going to die in a fist fight.
I have a question. Okay. Remind me.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll remind you.
Let's say you knew you were going to die in some type of fight, some type of physical fight. Okay. Would you just avoid fights the rest of your life? What if it was the 50th fight?
What if you guys knew you were going to die? This isn't my question, but what if you guys knew you were going to die in like 8 months? Then what? How would you live the next 8 months?
I would live so well. I would just have the most fun.
But why aren't you doing that now?
Yeah.
You know what my answer was going
to
be?
Because you know why? Because longevity. You have to do things and take time.
I swear to God.
Slowly.
My answer was going to be exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah,
you just gotta. I would be doing crack personally.
Me too.
That's what I would be
me
doing.
Me too. And grabber.
Yeah, you weed, know what I mean? Blunts. I'm getting high. I'm smoking. I'm gonna big leave blunts. Here happy.
I'm with Puffy. Yeah. I'm with Puffy. And I'm ever drinking
Let's
all
get
of
into
that.
That. You're gonna do crack?
Yeah.
You're gonna do crack?
Like, she has nothing
honestly,
to lose.
Honestly.
You're gonna, hold on.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna start with backwoods, grubba,
yeah,
and
yeah,
weed.
Yeah, I'll start with
Yeah,
that.
We're gonna start.
Start
yeah, we're gonna.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Destiny. No. We're not on this, right?
Why not?
We're not doing this, right?
I'm not.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we're leaving. Just to clarify, me and Destiny,
we are leaving the world.
No, we're gonna stay.
Yeah. No, I'm getting drunk, but I'm not doing all that.
You're getting. That's boring.
Puffy, you're doing crack.
You're only gonna get drunk?
Do you know what they say about crack? The first hit, you're warm. It's like the hug you never got from your parent. It's euphoric. So we're gonna start.
We're gonna start with the weed.
We're
gonna do that 1-2 perks.
I'm gonna leave in euphoria. I'm not gonna leave scared. Destiny, at least I had Appleton.
Nah.
What?
Destiny, we're gonna do the cut water. We're gonna do the cut water. What?
I'm gonna go to
this is not gonna hit the same.
What?
After you keep drinking this,
you're about to.
I don't business. That's gonna take me out faster.
It's gonna kill you fast.
No, we're growing there though. We never said
we're starting there. So you're telling me, you guys find out, yo, you're dying this day. Fuck it. Where's the pipe at?
Fuck it. Like, yo.
I rate it still, but not me.
No, I'm with her.
You know what I would do though?
Having fun.
What I would do? I'd slap them.
And crackheads are strong.
Let me tell you what I would do. Let me tell you what I would do. Let me tell you what I would do.
Relationships.
If I find out I'm gonna die soon, I'm gonna slap the dog shit out of some people before I go.
And rob a car.
Oh yeah, I'm robbing.
What?
I'm robbing some shit.
I'm saying, yo, fam. Wait.
I'm going to the mall. I want to go to the. I'm going to Apple.
You gonna steal?
Yeah, I'm stealing.
Yeah.
I'll be like one of those
just
young boys.
Do
bro, not blessed.
No, I'm just gonna Y-ends. Go. I'm gonna go to a beach on an island.
Thank you.
The people I love and just chill.
Thank you.
You wouldn't want to be on that island on crack.
Come on, imagine Facts. That. You'd be in euphoria. That's that. You know what I mean?
No, like, no. Living. Okay, when you told me, oh, Molly is so fun, Molly is so... And I tried it, almost had a heart attack.
Yo, tell me the experience of... You guys ever tried shrooms?
No, I've never tried that.
No, I haven't.
I haven't tried either.
I would like to, though.
I was thinking about it, too.
I'd like to.
Yeah, let's do it right now on the pod.
So where is it? And we're going to need more batteries.
Shrooms are hallucinogens. Molly isn't a hallucinogen. It's just like it literally adds dopamine.
Is it dive?
Because you did it wrong, Destiny. You took water.
Why are you looking at the camera like that?
You were looking at it. It said 3%.
But what was I going to say?
You've been talking to you.
I just don't want it to die on you. And then you're like, yo.
No, for sure. Yo, that shit.
Yo, crack, though. That's good. You had a question, though, no?
Oh, yeah.
Now I don't remember.
Okay, we're going to wait.
Would you rather know when or how you die?
Oh, yeah. So the question was...
Definitely when.
Yeah, would you rather know the exact day you'll die or how you'll die?
I like that, though. You do cry. I like that. You just go very extreme and just...
I'd go super extreme. Meanwhile, we were talking about...
I'd definitely go extreme, too.
Because we're leaving. Like, I'm not going to, like, live my life and be like, oh, I don't want it. Like, we're literally leaving.
So there's certain drugs that you guys feel like, yo... I wouldn't do this if I knew I was gonna be alive for the next 70 years. But if I knew I was gone,
I ain't taking that shit.
Okay. Like I want to feel what they're feeling.
I don't want to be addicted. But like, if I'm gonna be addicted at like I'm gonna die, then mm-hmm. it's not really addiction. It's fun.
It was fun for the day. Exactly. And then we're gone the next night.
Exactly. So not me and fine. Destiny. We got a different destiny.
You guys are living boring.
Yeah, you guys are living.
Sorry,
you guys are living life. You guys
are
living.
I'm not gonna do stuff I've already.
That's
done.
Not my Facts. Idea of fun.
Facts. Yeah. I'm jumping out of planes too.
That's I know thing. That. You don't know.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
I'm jumping out of planes.
See that?
May June.
You guys are daredevils. I'm not doing that.
May June, we're gonna jump out of plane. You guys coming?
Yeah, we're doing it. We're Gemini, so like our birthdays are like similar.
Wow, we're all Geminis.
That's crazy. Wait.
Wait.
Tupac's birthday, June 16th.
Oh! I'm June 10th.
Oh, shit. I'm May 27th.
What are you?
Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio, October 31st.
Get the fuck out of here. Scorpio?
It's a Gemini season.
Come on, man.
Gemini season.
Hold on, so hold on. You got two faces?
Yeah.
No, but I feel
like we just adapt. Do you know what I mean? Like that's what it is.
This is why I was agreeing with her. This is why I was agreeing with
her
all day.
You know what's crazy? I forgot she was a Gemini.
Really?
During the conversation, I knew you were.
Yeah, I'm June 10th, man. If I had to put
the thought into it, I would have known that.
But you're May. You're late May, right? You're late May.
I'm late May.
Yeah, I'm June 10th. So I'm 6 days before you.
I'm like 3 days. I'm like 4 days after Puff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all close.
Wow.
It's the best sign. They hate on us.
Three Geminis and one Scorpio.
What do you guys say about like all the smart Geminis there were? Like Tupac,
Messi, Kanye.
Kendrick Lamar. Like, Messi's a Gemini.
Messi's
another. Kanye West is another one.
Oh, yeah, Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye.
Fucking Tashai from Players Play.
Come on. Yo,
you guys feel things very deeply. Yeah. And you guys are very intellectual beings.
Yeah. No, we actually do feel things deeply.
I'm starting to believe in that now.
Like more than most. Yeah. I feel that.
Wait, do you think like Geminis do feel things the most? Like out of all the signs? Really?
I think so. One of
me
you
too,
guys.
Me too. I didn't know.
Like, I feel like you guys have like a deep.
I thought I was biased.
I think us and Pisces. I would say. Yeah.
All I hear about Geminis is that they're just the worst. They got two faces.
I always hear that.
But did you guys hear that this is supposed to be the best year for us? Like
really?
Financially. Everything. Yeah, you guys haven't heard that? Anywhere you go, they will say Geminis, this is our luckiest year. Like our luckiest year.
2025?
Wait, really?
Why?
Wait, really?
Yes.
Why?
Like this whole year. Because it's first of all, the first half of the year is in our season, so it's in Gemini. So like financially, like any financial box you guys have ever had are supposed to lift now. Like literally, like
oh my god,
yeah, yo, Destiny, don't hit us up when shit's looking good this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, listen, man, listen, man. I don't know if that camera's still on, but I hope it is. But
I hope it is. Yeah.
If the camera's still on, I just want to say shout out to everybody still listening because this was definitely
crazy
podcast, but it was fun.
It was really fun.
It was actually fun. Yeah, I actually wish we had like another hour because I actually have more things to say.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of the crazy part.
It's dying.
I feel so bad that it died and stuff. But no, I honestly appreciate you guys coming. Honestly, you guys are great. Honestly, you guys always showed up for me. So anything you guys need, you guys let me know. For all of you guys.
For sure. Anytime, man. It's a safe space.
Including to Shane, like he's safe always space. Been on me, like, yo, we need a pod. Let's do some pods. So it's like, and Destiny's always a joy of light. Puffy as well. So appreciate you guys. You guys came to Girls' on our phone. You guys are lit. Let me just give you guys some daps.
I was there too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were there too. We'll take another shout after this. I just want to say shout out to the audience. I appreciate you guys. Subscribe. You already know. Make sure you're at the Girls' on our phone too. And we out.
We're out. Bye.